Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
Welcome back to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. I'm Randy Engston, going to be your host for today with Mr. Zach Columbia.
Yo, yo.
How we doing?
Living the dream.
Yeah, every day, buddy.
Every day.
So today we've got a great episode for you. Anybody who's in the seat as a business owner, obviously, you probably have your hand in the sales that happened in your gym. Might be a great episode for a fitness director or somebody in your business that's actually hosting the consultations. But we're going to dive into the objections that you're receiving and kind of how to overcome and how to combat some of the objections we hear from the marketplace. You, I'm sure, hear as well. But we've got nobody better to share the conversation with than the man who handles all of our sales here at Legacy Personal Training, Mr. Zach Columbia.
Woo-woo.
I think I edified you pretty well there, huh?
There we go. There we go. So I think we start off by saying there's really only like three reasons that somebody won't buy from you. Right?
There you go. Okay.
Number one is they don't believe that you have the solution to their problem, right? Or number two is they don't trust you, or they don't, like, they might not personally trust you, or they might not trust your business, or they might not trust your ability to deliver upon whatever the solution is, right? So there's a lot, especially in our day and age of market saturation, the gimmicks and the claims have just gotten so outlandish that it's like too hard to believe.
Sure.
And so somebody might come in, and if you oversell to some degree, it's like, I don't know if I trust you, right?
I can't lose 50 pounds in a month?
Only if you got the EMS suit on.
On a vibration plate.
Yeah, and then the last one is personal values, right? Which is really the hardest one to overcome. But the easiest way to understand this one is, like, you know, if a single mom comes into your facility and really wants your help and loves your program, but it's just out of her price range, it's either, you know, hey, I'm going to buy groceries for my kids, or I'm going to do your program, then she should probably choose doing
that. You have ethics when you sell?
Yeah, probably choose feeding her kids over doing your program, right? So that would be a matter of personal values. That one's not frustrating, right?
Sure.
And that's to the point that's really where we want to get to every single time is, you know, we show the prospect that we have the solution to their problem, right? We get them to trust us and trust our ability to deliver upon it. And then the last one is like, hey, are you able to afford this type of thing? And the single mom who's like, hey, I can't buy groceries for my kids if I do that, there's probably nobody that's going to be upset about losing that one, right?
Sure. Yeah.
The one that you get upset about losing is the person that drives a Beamer to your gym and walks in with a Coach purse and, you know, a huge diamond on their finger and then goes, I can't afford this, right? Or it's the price or something. Those are the ones that's really a true loss.
Yeah.
Right. And so what I think that a lot of business owners and directors and salespeople do is they have kind of too much of a general outline versus a specific selling process that they go through with their prospective members to eliminate all of the possible objections, to narrow it down really to that final one, which is like the price.
So let me kind of frame that. You're going into the consultation, trying and working on getting the objections actually out, having them exposed, being able to talk or raise kind of the awareness around those possible objections rather than sitting back, you know, doing some sort of sales spiel and then hoping that, you know, at the end of it, they're firing off objections and you could just knock them down one by one.
Right. Like, and I'm not relying on emotions or mood or any energy level, like in my selling process, because that's a variable.
Yeah.
Like all those things are variable moment to moment. As a human being, like I can be too easily influenced. I could have a client that's mad at me, yelling at me over the phone, wants to cancel their membership. They're locked into an annual contract. And then literally 2 minutes later, be walking into a consultation to say like, we're the greatest gym in the world. Sign up here. Right. Yeah.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
And so if you don't have a system in place that is strategic and is getting those objections out of the way and is leading this prospect down this path, then you're really not setting yourself up for success, sure. Right? And you might be successful half the time and unsuccessful the other half of the time versus really kind of, you know, having a leveraged position. And you're the salesperson, you're doing this all the time. The prospect's not doing this all the time, right? Sure. So yeah. You should technically have an advantage, and you will if you have a system, a specific system in place.
And then just to highlight, I mean, we talk systems on every episode at some point or another, right? And the reason that we are so big on systems is they create your baseline for measurement, right? If you're going into every consultation and you don't have a system to follow and you're winging every one of them.
Great point.
You absolutely are. You're allowing emotion to dictate some of the success. There's a million different variables that come to the plate, and you can't consistently measure the opportunity for success.
Where was the breakdown? Well, you don't know.
Exactly. And you can't go back and system might not be sexy when you put it into like when you have to create them and you're setting them up and things like that. But I can damn well tell you that when a system's failing and you can go back to that system, you can start making little micro adjustments and then you can see that increase the effectiveness and you can see that number bubble up. You know, like we always joke, everybody closes at 80% or better, yeah, in the fitness industry, right? Yeah. I could tell you from being in fitness businesses, I mean, it's not uncommon for us to get into a business and see 40, 50% close rates being the actual number when we have a system that can create that baseline for measurement. That gives us that's power. That's leverage. Now we can go effectively edit that system, make little micro tweaks, and then see the result of what those changes, you know, have on the system itself. That's how we edit and how we work on a lot of these, you know, troubles in these gyms or challenges in these gyms. Is all we have to do is go look at our lowest conversion percentages and start making edits right there to the things that affect that conversion opportunity. Sales is one of them, right? If you're closing at 40, 50%, chances are you don't have a consistent system to follow in your consultations, and we'll get into that.
Yeah, and one other point to that is you could close at 80%, but then your retention is 12 weeks.
There you go.
Right? And so it's like, well, is that your delivery or is it the way you created the relationship and set up expectations?
There you go.
Too, yeah. Right? And so that's something to consider and identify there. Right.
Nice.
So, okay. So we want to walk through kind of the process.
Let's give them some ideas on how to kind of structure a system for consultations.
Okay. Acronym ProFit.
Oh, hey, hard one to remember.
Hey. So there's this specific process that I take the prospect through, in a consultation. So when we sit down, it's P stands for purpose, right? What brings you in? How can we help?
There you go.
Usually superficial answers. I want to lose weight. I want to tone up. My energy level's low, right? I need flexibility, all the common things. And then what I'm going to do is dig a little deeper, right? This isn't any groundbreaking. I'm not revealing anything amazing here. R stands for recognition. Okay. So purpose, all the superficial stuff. I'm going to dig in a little deeper, and get to R, which is like, the prospect and myself are going to come to a point of recognition of here is the thing that's really motivating you or really bothering
you. The underlying reason.
Here's the actual problem, right? Sure. So the weight loss is a symptom, right? The muscle mass is wanting to gain muscle and low energy. All those things are kind of like a desired outcome, but like they're not really the pain.
Yeah.
Right. So once I kind of go through, you know, the purpose and then I get to the recognition, hey, it sounds like the thing that's really bothering you is this, is that correct? Right. And then the prospect and I both are going to agree. Now we can move forward. Right. And then O stands for opposition. So what have you tried in the past? What's worked for you? What hasn't worked for you? And what I'm going to do, and this is a little bit advanced, but I guess we'll share it. So, but what I'm going to do in the opposition stage is I'm going to identify the flaws in their approach, not in them as the individual.
There
right?
You go.
And so what I, nobody wants to take blame and responsibility for anything, especially the people that struggle with their weight and can't, you know, manage to drink water. Right. Yeah. And so what we want to do is, okay, you tried this diet, you tried this program. Here's the problem with the approach, not with you as an individual. Okay.
Sure.
So I'm just finding out opposition. And then I'm going to, and then F is find, right? So I get their opposition and then I find the problem in their approach or the missing link in the equation, whatever it was. And then I'm going to introduce our services and solution as the solution to the problem. And so again, instead of it being on the individual, the introduction of the solution is around our program, our USP, our unique selling point, whatever it is that we do here and claim that is our secret sauce.
Yep.
To getting the result, right?
Yep.
And so, you know, we've got the XD 5000 workout program, and that's the thing that's going to get you the results, right?
Yeah.
So for us, we kind of leverage semi-private pro and our ability to match the client up with their strengths and weaknesses and assess them and all that. And from a training perspective, that's kind of the solution there. Okay. And then once we introduce the solution, the final step of this is what I call the trap. Okay. And this is really where we're eliminating the objections and getting down to the personal values. So the very first question I ask, is there anything that I described in our program that you feel like is missing that you're going to need in order to be successful? Okay. And I phrase that question in a very specific way to get a no answer out of the prospect.
Sure.
They're going to stop. They're going to think about it and they're going to say, no, there's nothing. I think you described everything. And it sounds like what I'm looking for. Right.
Sure.
And so now we've agreed that there's three reasons somebody won't buy, right? You don't have the solution to my problem, or I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Checked it off the list.
Yep.
No, this program's exactly what I need in order to be successful. Okay. Question two, right? And I'll mention just briefly, like, a no answer there is much more powerful than a yes answer, right? Because if I say, do you feel like this is the program that that you're looking for, I'm looking for a yes answer. And that in a prospect's mind is leading the prospect, right? Like I'm sending them down a path. When I give the prospect autonomy to think and go, what did they just say? What did they just say is the solution to the problem? Does it sound like I'll be successful doing that? They're obviously doing this in seconds, this analysis in their mind in seconds. And then they're going like, no, there's nothing else that I'm going to need. Okay, perfect. So we've just agreed.
Yep.
That we have the solution to your problem. Okay. That objection's gone. They're not going to bring that back up again. Right. And then the next question I ask is, so as long as we're able to fulfill on this, then you trust that you'll be successful. Right. Is there any reason you feel like you wouldn't be successful? Okay. Again, a no answer.
Yep.
There. Okay. And so we just eliminated the trust one. Do you trust me? Do you trust our ability to deliver and fulfill on this? Okay. Problem, solution, trust out of the way. Last question, most important question, because at the end of the day with sales, pretty much everything comes down to the price, right? Or the value Yep. And so my final question is, so as long as the price works for you, are you opposed to getting signed up and started or scheduled for your first workout? Okay. So what I've done is I've just led them down this funnel to get to a point where the only objection left is price.
There you go. Okay.
Or some questions about the details, right? So like there could be a scheduling question that comes up. Well, how do I, you know, schedule my appointments? Will the schedule work with me? Maybe we didn't address that yet. Mm-hmm. But as long as there's a solution to that, then there's not going to be an objection that's going to be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to the point where it's like, hey, if the price works for you, like, are you good to go? Mm-hmm. Right. And so we both agreed, like, no, I'm not opposed to doing that. And I always use that, are you opposed? Because it still like gives the prospect this feeling of autonomy. Right. And then I present pricing to them. We have two membership options, A or B, right? At that point, like I've set myself up for a layup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if they're like, yeah, the price works for me. Now, maybe they have some questions about how it's structured and how we bill and all that. But like pretty much they just told me like the only objection I could possibly have here at this point is like, I don't like the price.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, it's just a price objection.
Yeah.
That's the only thing left. And so, and I have times where I present somebody with the sheet. And I look them in the eyes and they don't react quickly. Right. And they're, and I can tell they're like thinking about the price. And I straight up ask them like, is the price within your budget
mm-hmm.
at that point? And I do get some no's sometimes like, oh, it's more than I was expecting. Right. Or it's more than I was planning for. I don't know. It's going to be tight. It's going to be a stretch. Right. And then we can address like the personal values. Well, you know, can you cut something out and all that? But that's hard to do with somebody realistically. Like how often are you going to sit across from somebody and be like, yeah, go ahead and cancel this subscription and stop doing this and change these things about your life to buy our program. Like, yeah. You're not going to be super successful with that on a mass scale at a high percentage doing that. Right. So you led that person all the way down. And if you are confident, I thought it was going to be more than that. Then I do like, ooh, that's, you know, stretching it for me.
And speaking to that, right? Because again, there's a difference between cost and value. The whole idea here is our clients are, or their prospects are walking in, they have some perceived value of what our program costs when you have the opportunity and you take them through and you guide them through a system that's designed to address those concerns, address the reservations, introduce a solution to a problem, not here's our fitness program and make it transactional, right? You're going to get three sessions a week or whatever it may be for X price, where it becomes a numbers game and they're exchanging a workout for the value of that session, right? We're talking about the solution to a problem. And as long as you can get to that deep-seated issue, that not that superficial, I want to lose weight type of thing. I think that all of that is designed to increase the value of what we provide as a solution to the problem. And that's more often than not why you get your, oh, I was expecting this to be more, as yeah. opposed to, oh, that's more than I can afford. Because yes. you've built the value of the solution so high that when we present our pricing, it is an affordable buy. It's almost like an irresistible type situation where, oh, I would never pass up the opportunity to have all of that for a price this low.
Yeah. I mean, that's the desired outcome, right?
Well, because but I'm sure the system dictates a lot of how you kind of get to that point.
It does. And that's the thing, right? Is like, I mean, it's not like it started this way. I mean, I've really done tons of reading and researching and created this funnel system basically yeah. to lead somebody down that path and get them to a point where it's like, If we get to the stage where it's like the price is too much, right? Then it's a simple conversation of, well, is it a matter of affordability or is it a matter of like you can't justify spending that amount each month for this program? Right. And that tells me everything. The answer to that tells me everything I need to know. Right. If it's I just can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No problem. Not everybody can afford our services. Right. It's $450 a month. Like I understand that, right? But if it's like, I could swing it, but it's just hard for me to justify to have to get rid of some other things. That, then I might go in for a hard close.
There you go. Right? I was going to try and get to that.
At that point, I'm going to push that person to sign up for at least our two-week guarantee. Sure. Get them in the door, have them experience. Because there's nothing in it for us for me to close the person that can't afford it.
Sure. Absolutely.
But the person that's like on the fence about justifying whether it's worth it or not, the best way to get them to make up their mind is like, we'll actually come in and experience it.
Yep.
And I've had people in that situation and I go and they were like, man, this is going to be really tough for me. And then we close them and then they come in for 2 weeks and they're like, yep, I'm going to stick around. I love it. This is great. And then we've had people where I close them and then they call me later and they're like, I looked at my budget. I just absolutely can't do it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least 30K or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge? Like, what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right. We'll see you inside the show. Bye.
Right. Yeah. And at that point, I mean,
that's the game.
It is, but you have to, you know, you being in that seat, anybody who's in the sales seat, you have to like, you there is a portion of you that kind of has to have some level of jaded, you know, you have to protect yourself. You have to have a little bit of understanding when it comes to, you're never going to bat 1,000, you know, there's going to be people that you just, no matter what, we don't want to necessarily put the wrong person in our business or do something like you talked about earlier. Like you have ethics when it comes to the clothes. If somebody has to take food off their table to literally be in our doors, maybe it's not the right decision for them to be with us, you know?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, obviously I'm sure you send them on with information and something to guide them down the direction that they need is towards their solution. And you know, in the future, the way that you left the relationship and the way that you left the consultation is probably enough for them to be speaking about the gym at a later point. Or, oh, you guys won't believe how, like, I went in to go sign up for this gym. They were too expensive for me, but I can't believe the level of care that they gave me through the consultation.
Well, we have a pretty good, you know, follow-up automation. Mm-hmm. And so there's people that tell, they couldn't afford it and they get dinged. You know, they'll send me a message 6 months later and or a year later. I can't even remember this person. I'm like, that name looks so familiar. And they're like, I love your program. I'm still not in a position to do it yet. And they're like responding to an automation, you know, and I'm like, wow, it was a year ago. Pretty incredible.
Just got one today about the Growth Summit. And it was a woman that was thanking us for following up. She wanted to buy a ticket, forgot about it, you know, and if we weren't in front of her following up, she wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all it took was just a reminder. And she thanked us for staying in touch, for keeping, you know, remembering, you know, that she had that interest and just positioning the opportunity back in front of her, you know, at a later date. And I mean, hell, when Tim and I were the agency, I mean, 80%, it's over 80% of people leave an online form the first time that they visit it, or an online sale, a checkout. And so, you know, we know the power of follow-up and the automation, especially from the online side, but you take it to a consultation and you have all of those lanes, you know, from somebody who's left without making the decision in your business, guys, that's a long-term nurture. You know what I mean? That's the long game. That's taking care of somebody today's in hopes and for the opportunity for future business. And so, yeah, I mean, I can attest, I'm sure nobody leaves here with a bad taste in their mouth because they weren't able to sign up or something like that. You know what I mean? And I think that goes a long way also.
Well, and I can tell you what I don't do. I don't say, well, what can you afford? Right.
There
and then
you go.
try to break our system and our, you know, our value. And then, oh, well, if I just, you know, work this deal with this person over here and then where does that end? Right. So I'm not going to discount.
How would you, let's
anything
let's,
for somebody.
We could dive into that real quick and then we could wrap things up. But like, what happens? Do you ever have somebody that's asking for the discount or for how would you go about that situation?
The only way I would ever give somebody a discount is on our initiation fee. Okay. Right. So we have like a $500 initiation fee. The only time that I would ever do that is like to get somebody to commit right there. Right. Like, hey, you know, you're on the fence about this. I'll waive this initiation fee for you as a thank you for making a commitment right now and doing this. Right.
And probably because we don't want to cannibalize that EFT.
But yeah, exactly. I'm never going to discount our EFT ever. Right. I remember this happened a couple weeks ago. It wasn't that long ago. But I was talking to a member and they're like, yeah, I remember having a conversation with Tim. They did a consultation with Tim originally. The member's been here for a long time, obviously, but they still remember this. They're like, I offered to pay for the program. I asked, hey, can I get a discount if I pay for it in full?
Upfront, yeah.
And he's like, I would give you a 5% discount. Right. But it doesn't really help me in any way. Yeah. And that stood out in this lady's mind. She was like, I was thinking like a 20% discount. And he's like, I'd rather just you pay us like our normal weekly deal. So it's not really worth it for me to give you this. But a lot of gyms out there, you know, they're coming from a weaker position. Looking at the prospect is, man, this is so rare versus like, there's this giant blue ocean of clients out there. It's like, not like people are getting skinnier. Not like people are getting fitter. You know, globally, they're trending the opposite direction and need us more and more than ever.
Yeah.
We're in a pretty good position with a giant market size of, you know, there's lots of fish in that sea that we can just go out and get the next person, right? If instead of like cutting some back door deals with people.
Yeah, we could wrap things up on there. I think the biggest takeaway at the end of there, that is not sacrificing the systems, not breaking the business as it is, not cannibalizing the EFT just to make today's sale. I think to your point, a lot of gyms are faced, you find yourself in a position of like scarcity or desperation. And when you have somebody across from you, you'll do whatever you can to make that happen. And you typically find yourself biting the bullet later when it comes to servicing that client, actually earning anything from servicing that client over the time, you know, because you've devalued your service or whatever to meet them halfway. And in the long run, I think that that's the thing that ends up keeping you in the position of scarcity and desperation. You're always chasing as opposed to just creating the systems and the structure to kind of watch, rinse, repeat. You know what I mean? Like you said, 80, you know, we're not for everybody. We know statistically over 80% of this nation has never had a gym membership or stepped inside of a gym. That's a hell of a lot of fish. And, you know, so if you're looking at the big picture, use that, you know, have some, take comfort in knowing that, you know, that no is just leading to your next yes. And if that no is not the right client for your business, that's okay. You don't have, nobody should want, I mean, we all desire to close at 100%, but at the same time, there are people that you, I mean, I know you tell them, you tell clients, it's just not the right program for them from time to time too.
I did this morning on the phone. I had a lady and, you know, she left me a message. I had a little info going in. I had this quick conversation with her and her travel schedule. I just flat out told her, I was like, I understand you need packages of training sessions. You, with your schedule, like a weekly recurring membership just won't work for you. And we just don't do that.
Sure.
And she was like, thank you so much. So amazing. I might, you know, my schedule is going to calm down here in October. Like I might consider doing this. Your program sounds great. And now all of a sudden it's like that lady may or may not come in, but if she does, she's going to be like a shoe in because I didn't try to sell her something just to sell it. Right.
And no, it became a nut right now.
And it was like, that's going to break our system.
Yep.
Like I could have been like, yeah, we'll sell you a package of 20 sessions. You use them. However, like, why would I do that for one person? Like our monthly recurring revenue exceeds our base operating expenses. We're not playing from behind, right? Yeah. We don't have to be desperate. So
never
sell from that position.
Well, guys, I mean, there's a ton of insanely valuable information there that Zach shared. Use the Profit Method, take his bullet points and just kind of, you know, create a system around that for yourself. Ultimately, I think we all agree that the system that carries the weight is your greatest opportunity for growth and consistent, you know, month over recurring revenue growth. And if you have any questions, this is a topic that we speak to specifically. We dive deeper into this in our business accelerator program. So if you do see, or if you do have trouble in your business with sales, with automation, with marketing, the delivery, the model of itself, that is exactly what we have for you in our business accelerator. Easiest way to get a hold of me, pfmarketingsolutions.com/call. It's in the show notes. Just book a call. We'll jump on a call, spend 15 minutes kind of dissecting your business. I'll help identify some of those issues with you, and we'll introduce some of the solutions to those problems. But that's all we have for today. We'll see you in the next episode. Keep changing lives.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link. And keep building something great, and we'll see you in the next episode.